Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, my friends. Welcome to it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your top story, in my mind, a hint of drier air is the top story. Yes, life can exist on this planet even if you don't have your own set of gills, which is how it's been, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So humid. Isn't it nice? Felt good. Supposed to be, continue to get this, right? Nice, drier air. It's not truly what anybody's concept of fall is, but we'll take it. It's nice. Yeah, we won't complain. And welcome, and it is another day in paradise. Tomorrow we remember a day that was anything but paradise. The anniversary of 9/11. Mm. It is crazy. 2001. Where's the time gone?
It's flown.
And these things do fade over time. I talked about this earlier. City of Gainesville is observing at 8:30 to 9:30 tomorrow morning. City Hall, a plaza, a joint honor guard, Gainesville Fire Rescue and GPD will open up the event. And, of course, it's National Day of Service and Remembrance. And they're asking people to observe the day with acts of kindness, generosity, and service. Basically, trying to be a jerk for a day.
Yeah.
When I say that, I say that to everyone, including the mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Anyway. Interesting, kind of a interesting story from this perspective. So, you've got ICE agents doing their job. You've got some people who are trying to interfere with that, okay? And a lot of these are rent-a-mob type folks, okay? But this is interesting. So, this happened in New York, okay? And federal agents were forced to retreat. And actually, the vehicle they got back into, somebody had already slashed their tires, okay? Here's the deal. A dramatic standoff in upstate New York between immigration agents, roofers, and protesters ended with officials leaving the scene with slashed tires. It happened at a residential job site where one worker was detained. Others refused to come down from a rooftop in Rochester's Park Avenue area. ICE agents, Customs Border Protection, and other federal agencies arrived at the Sanctuary City home to carry out a removal operation of the suspected illegal immigrants. One roofer was taken into custody. Others stayed on the rooftop. The incident escalated quickly when more than 100 protesters gathered at the scene. Some were heard chanting shame and calling the agents Gestapo. Again, where history should step in and people should maybe understand what that term really means. At one point, CBP vehicle forced to retreat on four slash tires as the crowd clapped. There's a couple of reasons why this is weird. I mean, you're like in a working class neighborhood. And these are working class people, supposedly, theoretically. And the people that work for Border Patrol and ICE, they're working class people. Hard-working people are not getting wealthy with these gigs. And all they want to do is take people who are not supposed to be here away. And I can tell you this, the dynamic's got to be interesting because it's upstate New York. I don't know what the percentage is that are roofers that are in a union there. I can tell you that in the bigger cities like New York and Philadelphia, they're pretty serious about their roofers union. They're a proud group. I know many of them. I'm related to a lot of them in Philadelphia, my cousins and second cousins and, well, now third cousins. And I can't imagine them. These guys, I can't imagine them giving Border Patrol and those like a hard time because the union, see, the union could call in you and go, hey, we need you to protest, right? But when you figure out what it's about, you're like, whoa, wait a second. I'm going to protest. I'm going to give ICE a hard time so that illegals can stay and possibly replace me on my job. You imagine that? Yeah. Be like, no, I don't think so. But I don't, upstate New York, like many areas, once you get outside some of these cities, a lot of times the union thing isn't as strong. I think there's also a focus on the commercial side of it, much more unionized, shall we say, than residential jobs. And, you know, I'm kind of putting two and two together here. But they really quickly, more than 100 protesters gathered to see. Now, got to take into account that a lot of this reporting is coming from NPR. NPR. Yeah. Late last month, Rochester City Council voted unanimously to codify the city's sanctuary policy. The Western New York Coalition of Farm Worker Serving Agencies helped mediate the standoff. The coalition is committed to standing alongside farm workers, immigrants, and migrants to ensure dignity, fairness, and access to justice. Nobody's got a problem with that. Nobody has a problem. In fact, getting arrested and taken away by ICE is going to lead specifically to justice. They've got the wrong person. Oh, you really do. I'm sorry. Your visa did not expire. Oh, we were confused on an identity. Yeah, they can let justice figure it out. So really, we're on the same team, right? No, because on their side, they're not being honest. That's the thing. What they say dignity is leave me alone even when I'm breaking the law. That's not dignity. But it is to these lefty kooks. All right. So the Trump administration has increased immigration enforcement across the country, and they're going to keep going. And Tom Homan is going to continue to do a great job, and he's not going to back off, and he's not going to back off. Who was he talking to? Brzezinski, what's her name? Mika on Morning Joe. They were getting into it a little bit, and he basically shredded her. He did a list of the like these pedophiles and child molesters and stuff that they had busted. I mean, when you start going down that line in that list of the people, and you realize you're on the wrong side of that, you're defending child molesters. Yeah, that's. That's an uncomfortable feeling, and you can see that Mika was a little uncomfortable there. All right. Well, of course, we've got so many more stories related to immigration and ICE and all of that, and we'll get to that, and we'll get to the people that are on the left calling out the president for doing things like, you know, using the National Guard deployments, which, by the way, apparently there is another city, if you will, that quite possibly is very inviting. Both the mayor and the governor of a specific state, and I don't think Trump released it yet, where they're going to focus their activities on. And with possible insight on that, as she usually does have, our Congresswoman Kat Kamek will be joining us in less than an hour. You gotta like that. Hey, in the meantime, I've got a question for you. What's wrong with you? No, what's bugging you? Time for what's wrong with you? Shake him. No, don't do that. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel so much better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And here we are. Another day in paradise. Another happy hump day, Trump day, and another opportunity for you to call in and air it out. We call this segment, What's Bugging You? Appropriately brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, and we're not going to be like that, are we? Nope. Call in now, 877-975-9825, and Horse Sense, what's bugging you?
Yes, good morning. The story about this beautiful young lady that was brutally murdered in Charlotte kind of hit home with me. I have a son and his family, his wife and 4 boys live on Long Island, and they take a train similar to that into New York City every once in a while, not necessarily all together. And I actually took that train about a month or so ago to go to a Mets game in the city. And you realize that you put yourself in situations that you are basically defenseless against. And it gives me a weird feeling, but there's nothing you really can do about it, no matter how aware you are of your surroundings. And men are generally pretty aware of their surroundings because we are defenders and protectors. And I get that. But for people to insinuate, even if it's not a real insinuation, that this young lady, if she didn't have her head buried in her phone, she was going to be able to survive this brutal attack by this evil person.
Yeah, I think you're conflating two different things. A horrendous thing occurred through absolutely no fault of hers at all. But after this terrible, awful event, what are we trying to do? We try to look for a silver lining, a learning, teachable moment that we can extend to our kids and our loved ones about situational awareness and try to always be aware of where you're at. And yeah, maybe being off the phone very well could be a part of that. Choosing where to sit very well could be a part of it. Will you ever have total control in a situation like that? Probably not. But any little thing you can do. But that's not to blame her or put anything on her. It's what can we learn from this awful event? And there's a lot of things we can learn, unlike the idiots. If this was a shooting, we'd go, let's have more gun control. And that would definitely bug me. But appreciate the input. And Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is everybody's starting to get on Israel's case for making a preemptive attack on the leaders of Hamas in Qatar. Well, people have got to remember, they want to get this job done before October 7th so they can say, they had a year, we finished it, and we're doing the job, and never again. And that's what I think they've got to remember.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people share that sentiment, and you've got to eliminate Hamas. But you also, there's diplomatic things, and you go into a sovereign nation, and you do that. There's entanglements there, is all I'm saying. It gets a little complicated, but I think in the end, it's going to work out. And yeah, as far as them have, if they know for sure there's leaders of Hamas in those areas, and they can target them very narrowly, in other words, not have a lot of collateral damage, oh, yeah, we would back up that action for sure, right? Let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Aside from the 60% increase in property tax, the non ad valorem Department of Devils wants to add for lower income and disabled people in Marion County is how these evil Democrats have put our women and girls in particular in literal mortal peril by allowing all these domestic criminals out of jail and dangerous illegals in over and over and over again. You know, there was a 19-year-old beautiful black woman who was brutally murdered, whose body was dumped on the side of the road last week, and it was just a vile, disgusting thing. Find a legal alien, demon rats let in. Vote them out. They are evil, evil people.
Yeah, tell that to the people in New York with this Mom Donnie still leading in the polls. It is crazy and bizarre. Good morning, Mike.
Hello,
what's
buddy.
Bugging you?
What's bugging me is I'm adding to the first caller talking about the lady on the subway train or bus, whatever it was. And I noticed, well, whenever I'm out anywhere, especially with my wife, I'm watching everyone. And I just don't see how anybody else could not react to that guy, at least after the first stab. I just don't understand.
Yeah, it was as though the people around seemed quite oblivious. But if you look at the video, right after the actual physical part of it ended, and it was very quick, she just like kind of put her hand to her neck, looked up at him like, why'd you do it? You know, just trying to take it all in. The people around didn't seem to really know. In other words, it happened so quick that I think they weren't really totally aware. But the biggest indicator, and I didn't see a lot of blood coming from her per se, but he was drenched in blood. And the reason we know that is because as he was walking, he was dripping blood everywhere. And that's what brought to notice of one person I know looked at the blood and kind of followed him and followed the trail back. But the other sad part of this really thing is it just that people didn't really react to it. And they were so unaware. And then even when she went down to the ground, people didn't react properly. It's sad, very sad on a lot of different levels. And that it's a train, light rail that runs in Charlotte that up until this event had been considered very, very safe for that type of transportation, in fact. All right, more to come on that and a whole bunch of things, including we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up at 8:05. Right now, you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Good morning. Welcome. Another day in paradise. A little bit drier, a little bit cooler. I like it. So get outside and enjoy it if you get that opportunity for sure. It just might not completely melt your face off today, which is nice. It is 7:36, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. There are so many tentacles, if I can use that term, to the whole story of the young Ukrainian woman, Irina Zarutska, and that just brutal, senseless murder of her. There's a lot of different tentacles to it, and we've examined a lot of those, and we'll continue to do that. But listen to this. This is going to rub you the wrong way, I think. Wikipedia is facing furious accusations of censorship after alleged attempts to delete a page on the killing of the Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska, Irina, by this homeless career criminal on board the train in Charlotte, North Carolina. Outrage erupted on social media on Monday as multiple conservative influencers shared screen grabs suggesting that the site's editors were trying to take down a page that was detailing the 23-year-old's grisly death at the hands of suspect DeCarlos Brown Jr. on August 22nd. The left is canceling Arina Zarutska for the crime of embarrassing them by dying. That from Tara Servatius, host of the Tara Show, which is happens to be our sister station in Greenville, South Carolina, 98.9 Word FM. And people who die due to Democrat crime or open border policies are always canceled. It's the penalty for embarrassing the party. I think she's on to something. I think she's on to something. That is a good way of putting it. Well, we've said it in other ways. We've said, you know, it doesn't fit the narrative. But I like this better. Yeah, the Democrat Party doesn't want to be embarrassed when it clearly there's a line. A line that points from their policies to the death of innocent people. And this is one of those times. This guy should be in jail. He should have been locked up. But he wasn't. And now this young woman is dead. So yeah, people who die due to Democrat crime or open border policies are always canceled. It's the penalty for embarrassing the party. There's no shortage, really, of stories in many cases about other policy issues like illegal immigration. I mean, we know the Dems opened the door, and we know that people murdered, killed, raped, run over in DUI accidents. The list goes on. We could do those stories every day. And we definitely touch on many of them. We couldn't possibly cover all of them. That's the sad part about it. But this one, yeah. Let's take the race completely out of it, because it never really was a component. Now, could it be a racial crime? Does he hate white people or white women in his deranged mindset? Well, yeah, he very well may. But remember, he should have never been out. So the Democrats don't want you to think about that. They don't want you to think about it's clearly their mentality, their lack of prosecutions, their lack of even asking for bail. I mean, they all know that this cashless bail has been a monstrosity unleashed on the American public. But yet, have you seen any action to change that or rescind that? I mean, real action? Democrats themselves in these blue cities, they should be bringing it up. And they say, you know what? We tried. We tried something, a social experiment, and it didn't go the way we thought it would. And we're big enough to admit that, and we're going to restore a bail system, et cetera. We're gonna talk to the DAs and say, look, you know, we need to make sure that people deserve first chances. They deserve second chances, depending on the level of the crime, whatever, third chances. But then after that, for these people to be walking around that have committed multiple felonies over a period of years, and violent ones at that. I mean, that's, you hate, like, the last thing you want to do is be like, it's 100% partisan. Oh, yeah, tune into Bob Rose Show. He hates Democrats. All he talks about. You can't help it. You can't. If you want to tell the truth, you want to be a truth teller, and that's what I attempt to do. The truth is the Democrats have put the public in a position for these things to happen, and then, worst of all, won't reverse their poor decisions. Everybody makes mistakes. Anybody could be wrong about something. And really, in their heart of hearts, I'm sure there were some bleeding hearts in the beginning that said, you know, there's people that are getting locked up and they can't produce the bail money, and then they lose their jobs. Hey, that's not completely invalid. Let's examine that. Did you ever think about putting a stipulation in there? Hey, do you have gainful employment? Do you have a family? And if they can prove that, then perhaps then maybe you can waive some requirements. But if not, and clearly this guy did not have a job, he was basically riding that train all day long. That's what he was doing. He's mentally ill. Just a crazy man waiting to just pop his lid. Never should have been there. So anyway, when it comes to this cashless bail, you could easily stipulate. Yeah, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out somebody who's made a mistake, who's a family person, who gets arrested and says, man, yep, you're right. I screwed up big time and I know I'm going to have to pay for this. But I really need to work. I've got a family to feed. Okay. All right. You prove you're gainfully employed. Depending on, obviously, of the level of the crime. But, you know, you say, okay, we can waive that. We know you're going to show up. Because if not, we're going to go right to your employer and you're going to lose that job anyway. So there are ways to do it right. But remember, when you're in those positions, you're the DA or you work in that environment, there's a lot of pressure. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you're being a little rough on that guy, and he's black. I'm not being rough on him because he's black. I'm being rough on him because he doesn't have gainful employment. He doesn't have a support system. He doesn't have any goals or desires to be a fruitful member of society in any way, shape, or form. So, no, I'm protecting innocent people who may have to come in contact with him if I let him go. That's what I'm doing. But if their mindset was that, to where they could deal with things in a logical way, we wouldn't be in this flipping mess we're in now to begin with. Like, here's another Democrat. In the throes of all this going on, a congressperson, I'll shut down government if we don't take away funding from rogue ICE. In this environment where everybody realizes ICE are the good guys, everybody realizes that except these lefty wackos. And a lot of the wackos hold office. It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. I just find it hard to believe that this Curtis Sliwa is more of a weirdo than Mamdani. I just find it hard to believe. Of course, he's not more of a weirdo. But public perception, it can be kind of a sticky, odd thing in itself. It is 7:51. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamek. I'm going to talk to her. I've got a list of stuff we're going to ask her about. But I've got a piece here from Insider Radio. Don't expect Curtis Sliwa, who's running for mayor in New York, to drop his bid to become New York's next mayor at the behest of President Trump. Because it's circulating that if Sliwa and Adams drop out, then Cuomo has a chance to best Mamdani. I mean, wow. That's it? That's the best you've got, huh? Oh, my gosh. Really? Tired old, never has been, never was, Cuomo, riding on family name coattails, whatever. Yeah, what a choice, huh? So what's wrong with this Sliwa guy? He's the guy that he was the guardian angels. He's like the captain, the spokesperson. And I mean, this goes back decades. wanted to try to make the streets of New York safer. They didn't carry weapons or anything. They literally were like, help old ladies cross the street. I mean, literally, that was kind of part of what they would do, was volunteer. And it caught on in terms of people talked about it. They, you know, interviews. I mean, people were, wow, this is interesting. And, you know, New York's not a safe place, but you're willing to come out here unarmed and look out for people. So I thought the guy was a good guy. And I still, nobody has told me otherwise, other than a conversation I had recently in an airport talking about this guy lived in New York, had recently relocated in to Florida. And he was telling me, and I, because I asked him, I go, this Mamdani guy is a nutbag. You agree with that? He goes, absolutely. And I said, what's wrong with Curtis Sliwa? He's been around. He's got name recognition. Sounds like he's, you know, principled and, you know, well, he's definitely anti-crime, and that would be an important thing now, I would think, in New York. And he said, yeah. He goes, yeah, you know, maybe it's, you know, the fedora or whatever, the hat he's wearing. Not the fedora, I apologize. But, you know, the beret that he would wear, maybe that went on too long. And the perception, he said, was like, yeah, he's kind of like, yeah, like a leader of a Boy Scout group. Not to be derogatory toward that, but, you know, you want to be seen as mayoral material. And perhaps that's not a good look, good optic. Again, I'm still like, that doesn't sound good enough. The New York Post reports that Sliwa, a longtime fixture on the New York radio and the current GOP nominee for City Hall, hasn't spoken to Trump in more than a decade. And a long simmering feud between the two men would make it unlikely that reconciliation of any kind is in the offing. Hey, never count Trump out when it comes to reaching out and making friends, if he wants to, okay? Sliwa tells a newspaper that his repeated cracks about and the criticisms of Trump, both on TV and during his years as a radio talk host at Red Apple Media Talk, WABC, and other outlets, are at the root of the rivalry. Every week for 13 weeks, I was on NY1 and would do political satire. We talked Cuomo, Trump, Bill de Blasio, Christine Quinn, Anthony Weiner, David Patterson, whoever was in the news. I think a lot of those people, including Trump, didn't appreciate my sense of satire and humor from time to time. Over the summer, it was reported that several well-heeled Republican donors, fearing that Sliwa couldn't win and that his presence in the race would help deliver victory to Mamdani, wanted to give Sliwa a job in Washington in an effort to get him to exit the race. But in July, Sliwa torched that idea, telling the Post, no one's going to bribe me to leave the race. Sliwa, best known for founder of the Guardian Angels, pursuing his campaign against the backdrop of Trump's public efforts to thwart frontrunner Mamdani's election. Trump has called for candidates to clear the way for the best candidate to beat Mamdani. I think Trump is going to come around and endorse Sliwa. I think he will. I think it could come out fairly soon. And it's just a, it's a thought. It's a gut thing. I can't see him doing anything that would help Adams or Cuomo, but especially Mamdani. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I'm hopeful. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. A lot of big issues. We're going to ask her about a lot of them. Coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.